Dallas City of Dyer, Mayor, Board of Aldermen, August 13th, 2018. We have a quorum present. First order of business to be to approve the minutes of July 9th, 2018.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Michael, go left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aye.
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 You're next.
Oh, I didn't hear him.
Aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. Special call meeting of July 26, 2018. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Motion and second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start free and go right.
Stay.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. Visitor section. If there's any visitors, please step up the table, state your name, your address. Disposition of old sewer machine. Motion before we discuss.
You may explain anything or anything?
Is there a motion?
Make a motion we sell the old sewer machine.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
Yeah, how well does this thing run? I've heard conflicting.
We don't need to keep it.
It's not that it's bad.
It's just that we don't know. We know it costs quite a bit to fix if something happens to it. We fixed everything that we know that's wrong with it, and it's working. It's in good shape as of the time being.
We don't need it, do we?
My way of thinking was, at first, was to keep it and then use it to blow out culverts and things like that,
right,
and use it as a pressure washer.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
And after I had talked with Randy a little bit about it and everything, me and Randy both come to the same conclusion of we need to sell it because of the cost of repair and how long it takes to get parts.
Be something else we'd have to keep in the building this winter to keep from freezing also.
What's it worth?
That's what I was going to say. What would you anticipate to get?
How much?
Nathan wants to explain that just a little bit.
You got a motion to surplus it right now?
Yeah.
We've got an offer for $8,000 from another municipality.
Close.
Yes, sir. You budgeted six to dispose of it. You budgeted that you'd get $6,000 for it, but we knew that we would probably get more, but we just wanted to be sure.
Not so
well, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Our job is to help out when we can.
Well, that's true.
And we don't need any extra maintenance upkeep, especially when we got a brand new machine.
We got a new machine, we got a pressure washer. Anything that we might do with this one can be covered by some other implement that we have.
Right.
Sure go a long ways tearing down houses or fixing sidewalks.
Can't use it for either one of those.
Yeah.
You can use it to repair a backhoe though.
You're getting that warranty though.
You can use it to pay for that warranty.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple of other things as well.
Yeah, okay.
We also had an unbudgeted emergency expense at the water plant already this year, which you'll come
we'll
to.
We'll see in a minute. Yeah.
Oh.
To help cover that. Yeah. Well, what? Yeah.
until you're better off to sell it. One less responsibility.
Any more discussion on the surplus of the machine? Not color, rose cover, Jeff, go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Much carried. Have they made her in writing?
I've got a text message from their vice mayor.
And it says?
$8,000.
Entertain a motion to sell it to the city of Rutherford for $8,000.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Fred and go right.
Aye.
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 Yeah. Motion carried. I would like for the city board to rebid the traditional style paving only on the roads, on the potholes.
Last bids for the 16 and no.
It was done both ways last time. We only looked at it. I would like for it to be rebid.
Only as traditional?
Only as traditional.
What's the advantage of that?
There's not an advantage, there's not a disadvantage. Both of them lasted about the same. Depending on weather.
In the past, the traditional has settled and created dips and whatnot in the roads. And if I remember correctly, have we had that out of the new infrared?
They did it. City Lumber Company.
If it's not settled out, you'll do it either way. If it's not settled under the ground,
gravel in and let it sit
if you don't let it set, it can settle out. You get a big heavy truck on it and it'll push it down if it's not in there good.
I'll make a motion we rebid. That's traditional paving road.
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Start with Tom and go right.
Aye.
Much carried.
Do we have a list of potholes that we covered on that?
Yes. Same one.
And we'll also bid a square yard price for that way we don't have to rebid every time we get.
I didn't say yes or no.
Department reports fire.
I have two applications, both of them here tonight. If you have any questions for them, I'll pass them around. Both are certified. I have all the fire training through the state. They're ready to go. Doing that operation, what else I got? Want permission to go ahead and spec out or to
when Mr. Bowen was just talking.
For PPE, including the turnout and air packs that we budgeted. I think if we do a bid process, we'll probably get more competitive pricing that way than doing it by contract.
When do you?
It'll be 5 months before you pay it, or take delivery and pay it.
Okay.
What do we budget for that? Is it eight?
12,000.
12,000 something turnouts, and then air packs are 13,000 for two. And we're probably, I know we're going to get those cheaper, because there's a good chance we're going to be able to piggyback off the Memphis bid. So we're buying $7 million worth, so we can.
Some same quality of stuff we're.
Same ones we were looking at, so we'll be able to get them cheaper than. And I was going to get permission to apply for the Forrester grant. That's a $3,000 matching grant. It'll pay for communications, a chainsaw that we blew a motor on last year. That stuff is budgeted, so it kind of helps us. It'll be up to $3,000 for that.
So you budgeted $2,800 per bid?
Yes.
And $11,200? That sound right? And then 6,500 times two?
Right. For air packs.
And you want to bid those?
Yes.
Entertain a motion to bid the turnout gear?
Make a motion.
Go ahead, Tom.
Get a bid on turnout gear.
Motion made second. Is there any discussion? Not call roll, start with Ray and go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Entertain a motion to put out bids for the SCBA at $6,500 each.
So moved.
What?
So moved.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion? Not call Rose. Start with Jennifer. Go right.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Aye.
Aye. Only other thing I have, we're still in holding on the FEMA grant. It's $11,900 total. All we're waiting on is official notification. So that's for training. We're still in waiting. Basically what it does, it shows that we've been awarded the money. So unless they run out of money before it gets to us on the list, we're going to be funded for that. The fire prevention grant is still out, so we're still waiting. We're still in the running for it. Other than that, that's it. Shannon, rescheduled. She was supposed to be here tonight during the community meeting. She's going to be with us next month on the community development block grant potential applying for it.
Brian, refresh me. The training is going to be on-site training.
Yes. It'll pay for the State Fire Academy to come here.
Okay. So we're all going to be responsible for that.
Yes.
That's going to be on a weekend?
Weekend and nights.
And you want some permission to apply for the forestry grant, right?
Right.
Entertain a motion?
Motion.
For a second?
Second.
Motion made in second. Is there any discussion?
What's the match?
Up to 3,000, between 500 and 3,000.
What's our match?
50%.
50%.
And everything we're applying for is already budgeted. So.
What was that budgeted under?
Different stuff.
Different, yes. Some of it's communications, some of it's just general equipment.
I didn't know my budget had one of those different stuff.
Communications. You gonna run some of it under communications?
Most of the majority of it.
So how are you gonna get your radios and pagers?
Through that. We're just trying to supplement it a little.
Okay, I got you.
What we're asking.
Okay. Up to 3,000, right?
Right.
And you was over 3,000 in your budget line item.
Right.
Which would get you double the amount of stuff.
Right.
Okay.
Pagers this year, probably going to be buying, I'm going to ask you to buy used
told you we don't like to buy used stuff.
Well, some of them are still brand new in the box, having issues. They're less than a year old, and we'll be able to get them for two for a price of one by going that route.
How big deal was they got?
I don't know yet. I know there's one other department in front of us. Now, they've got several. They bought them at the end of their last budget before they made the decision for this. That's all I have.
You know, we don't like to put good money in the bad, that's you know that.
We've done that for many years, that's about. Ray?
What?
How you doing?
Good.
Good.
Thank you.
Police?
Wait, I'll report, Mayor.
What?
You got a vote on the motion to fight the fire.
So we got the motion and the second. Any more discussion on the forestry grant? Call the roll, start with Richard and go left.
What are we voting for?
Forestry grant.
Forestry grant.
Start with Fred and go left.
Aye.
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 What are we voting on?
Forster Grant.
Oh, aye. Last thing I heard was the chief said that he didn't have a report.
You guys looked over the applications for the two empty fire peoples?
Yes, sir.
Entertain a motion to hire both of them or not? One of them at a time, however you want to do it.
Make a motion to hire both of them at the same time.
A second.
Any discussion? Not call the roll, Jim, go right.
Aye.
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 Motion carry. I don't know what the applications are. Y'all got them? I got them.
I get your hand.
Zach Brewer.
He's got them.
Thank you. Police?
No report, man.
No crap, the third. Okay. Street?
This has to do with the park. There's some washed out areas around one of the ball fields. I had Bale look at it, and he said that what this is doing is it's at the fence and everything, it drops off there. And so I'm asking what we need to do to remedy the problem. And his suggestion was we need to have some, like, railroad ties, you know, stacked up there where we can put the dirt up there so it's got some place to hold the dirt. And if we just put the dirt in there, it's just going to wash out again. And so he says somewhere around 75 railroad ties should take care of it all the way around it, and we put the dirt in. And you're looking at $11.99 a piece, so you're looking at about $900.
This goes around the backside. Where's it at now? Where's it?
Backside of one of the ball fields. There's some washed out areas, is what I've been told. Some deep washed out areas.
In between the outfield and the track. That's been a problem for a while, isn't it?
That's my understanding.
It goes up under the walking track. The big ball field is back behind the big
back
ball field.
Back on the west side, I think, yeah.
Baseball field. Yeah. Is that where it's at?
I believe that's correct.
What kind of obstacle is they going to make for mowing? You're going to have to get a weed eater in between the home
run
fence?
Of course, he thinks that might be one of the problems why it started washing is people over the years, instead of trimming, has gone in there and sprayed.
Yeah.
And killed it, and, of course, it caused erosion. Yeah. There you go. So what we're thinking is, instead of, doing the roundup and everything, we need to just have somebody trim it. Of course, we can pull up to the ties and then and just trim both sides of the area on the top and around the bottom.
How many are we going to need? Sir. How many?
About 75 at a max.
I sure hate for my wife to walk around that track and fall in.
You about the only one to fall in as much as you were.
I think it's not. I didn't go down there and look at it. I'm relying on what Dale is telling me and everything. But I think actually the problem is right there at the fence on the ball side. And what we're concerned about there is possibly, you know, somebody hit out there and they're running out there to try to catch a ball or something.
Yeah, falling in.
Yeah, right.
That's a whole other story.
That's worse than your wife, huh?
Yeah.
Kids.
Got problems on the inside of the fence.
So he thinks that would take care of that issue?
I don't think we need to spend that money today.
How would railroad ties on the outside prevent wash on the inside?
I think we need to wait.
Look at it.
About till before winter gets here, but at the same time, we really need to wait till like October. Like, beginning, you know, located around after the first week of October.
I'd like to go up and look.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, we'll be up that way.
We'll swing over there.
We swing over there. It's open park.
Randy, if you don't mind, we'll look at that.
That's fine. That's fine. I just wanted to bring it to your attention.
In the meantime, can you, if it's dry, can you get a little dirt and put right there around that fence? For the time being?
Sure.
Not go any higher than what it needs to be, but just go enough that it covers in that fence row.
Okay.
Where if somebody does step there, that, you know, it'll be level ground. And then we'll move forward from there, if you don't mind, please.
No problem.
Okay. Anything else, Street? Finance personnel.
Where the June 2008 financial report is at the member's seat. You'll notice that there's a couple of things. There are some expenses that were incurred in the June month that have not been, that are not reflected on the report yet, just because there's a 60-day window after the end of the fiscal year that we charge back into. There's not a lot of that. You'll also notice that our sales tax revenue is higher than budgeted, and our property tax revenue through the end of the fiscal year was about the same as last year, but was a little less than we budgeted.
So because of unpaid taxes?
Yes, sir. And some of that's been paid since then. It was a good year for sales tax and a good year for property tax.
You have any questions? Stop by City Hall and ask Nathan. Anything else, Nathan? Water and sewer operation. Amazing, huh? Just kind of. Committee reports. Public safety and health. We don't have anything, do we? Finance Administration personnel.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we authorize Jackson Cantrell as a seasonal part-time employee.
Motion, is there a second?
Second.
Motion, second. Is there any discussion?
I have a question.
Okay.
He's told the other day that he's going back to school. Is he going to do that?
I didn't talk to him.
Yeah, I asked him in August 31st to be his last day.
So we really don't need to make this motion.
Yeah, you do. That'll get him through the end of the month.
I see.
That's the only way you can. One of them with 15 or 16 days.
Was he going back to school?
That's what he told me.
Back to
university? No, my understanding is tech school.
Okay. Was he going to have any availability then, or is that going to be
a problem? I kind of asked him, and he pretty much said the 31st, these last day.
You got him.
Yeah.
So that's through August 31st.
So this is essentially going to be a 2-week.
Right. It'll just fix, it'll make it right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It'll make the,
put it on record.
Right. Any more discussion? That color of stuff jumping right?
Uh-huh.
Coach Gary?
I'd like to make a motion authorizing the hiring of Dale Carroll as a full-time employee.
At what rate?
What did we decide, 11:45?
11:50. Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion? Aye, call the roll. Stop and free and go right.
Aye.
Aye.
Put out for bid for a seasonal part-time employee.
Do we need to do that? Don't you have the authority to hire that person?
Well, I do, but we've done it different. Would you not hear?
I don't know. I may have.
At the committee meeting.
I'll make a motion.
What we're going to do is we're going to take applications for it, allow Randy to go through the applications, and then me and Randy will sit down and figure out what he thinks is best, and we'll bring them in.
Okay, is this going to extend through December, or is it?
It will extend until the board lets us know. We will let them know a month ahead of time that the detail will be coming to them.
So this won't be permanent? It will be
well, hard. This is the way it's probably going to be handled. During the winter months,
uh-huh.
He may work 8 hours, he may work 16 hours, he may work 32 hours. During the summer months, he would be the one that would come in and work whatever hours. So it would be kind of a temporary seasonal until we get ready
to do something else.
Right. And Randy would tell that person, say, hey, I just don't need you right now, you know, or we're called up or whatever.
Will there be an hourly cap that he can work every week?
We're not going to work him over 32. We're not going to work him over 32 for that employee.
All right, well, I make a motion that we accept applications for a seasonal part-time employee. Allow.
Second.
Wait, hold on.
And allow Randy to go through the applications. And
allow Randy to work through the applications and bring his voices to the board.
Second.
Motion made second. Any discussion?
Can I tell you how I'm running that motion?
Okay.
It's a motion to advertise for seasonal part-time employee and allow Randy to go through the apps, and then Randy and the mayor will hire them, and we'll let them know at least a month before termination, no more than 32 hours a week.
Nothing like having words put in your mouth, huh?
Well, that's what y'all all said, you know.
That's fine.
Do it. Good way.
And a motion and a second.
Yeah.
Carol,
he did.
I thought so. Then you looked at Rick at times. Okay, gotcha.
Any discussion?
How much an hour are you?
Well, we're going to have to go back and redo that, or we can do it in another motion, which will make it easier.
Deal with it at the time of interview.
I'd rather you just go ahead and cap it. You know what I'm saying? If you cap it, then put a hourly wage cap at $10 per hour for this seasonal part-time employee.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Is there any discussion? Not call the roll. Scott Richardson, go to the left. Motion carried.
I make a motion that we purchase an extended warranty for the backhoe, 24-month powertrain and hydraulic warranty at $1,558.70.
Second. Motion second.
Second.
Discussion.
Yeah, this won't start until the
September or October 1st, I guess.
Until the
other one runs out.
Whenever it starts, anyway. Okay.
No more discussion. Call the roll. Start with Tom. Go left. Street maintenance, water, sewer, and water and sewer committee.
I have nothing. I've got something, but I'll wait.
Parks and building committee.
I have nothing right here.
Any unfinished business?
What about the tennis court?
It's out for bid.
No, we haven't finished the specs yet, but it's very close. The guy that we're working with to put the specs together, every time I send him something, he sends me something back. We need to add this. So, but it's very close.
Going out for bid.
It's going out for bid, yes.
You start doing like stuff in like the year before, that way when we get ready to bid it, it'll be.
I had the specs done based on what he sent me last year. And then when I sent it to him, is this okay? He says, well, you need to give me some pictures of the tennis court. You need to do this. And I'm like, okay. So
they probably didn't get around to doing this till spring anyway.
I don't know. He said he had a huge backlog. We knew that in June when he did this, so. But Tyler and him helped me, Bradley helped me out with getting some of the information on the tennis courts.
Any other unfinished business?
Any luck with the squad car down here?
I'm going to put it in that truck out at the same time. We hadn't got the details on the squad car yet. I got some of it, but not all of it.
Tell about the little Ford.
Yeah. But now they've used that truck a few times.
Kind of like a backhoe. Not the backhoe, but the secondary sewer machine.
Yeah, they, I don't know if they used it a few times, but they used that little truck a couple of times.
Come in handy.
Which one? Number four.
Do we need to get rid of it, though?
I mean, that's up to y'all. I don't.
Do you say we need to get rid of
it? Sell it.
We got that service truck.
Doesn't have a seat in?
Yeah, but trying to get it going.
Tom's trying. Do we need to keep the Ranger?
I don't think so.
Thank you.
I think we can use that service truck and build car.
The service truck is up to par, right? It's safe.
I need to put a starter on it.
Get there.
It's the one that's got the utility bed on it, the one that he wanted to wait until their budget to get it fixed.
Okay.
Not the brown truck.
Aye.
Thank you, sir. That brown truck?
I've talked to him about this, that's why I asked him that question.
That's about jumped out of here.
Well, we'll keep it.
We're using it to pull the lawnmowers with. You know, it's not gonna burn anything, it's rough.
We got the seat in it and everything?
Yeah.
We ain't sitting on cans or nothing, uncovered seat.
It's kinda lumpy. It's kinda lumpy, but you.
We'll keep it, we might want to put a seat in.
Is it safe to drive?
Yeah. You have to be careful how you sit on that spring for you.
I fixed the brakes on it and.
Okay. Does the door shut now?
It'll shut.
Title.
Reach outside, open it up, but it'll shut.
Jeez. Had to roll the window down to reach outside, it's raining.
Yeah, there you go.
Just make sure we don't get a picture of it and the yard fire.
We need to sell the brown truck, and we need to sell the little Ford truck, and we need to go to state surplus and get Randy another truck with the money that we sell from those.
I don't think that brown truck is safe to drive.
That's my point. My point is, but Randy is scared that we're going to wind up, and Randy has not told me this, okay? But Randy's scared that he's going to wind up not having enough vehicles down there because we're selling off vehicles. Problem is, those two vehicles need to be sold. We need to take that money, whatever it brings, and we need to look at state surplus, let Randy go up there and look, and let him pick out a vehicle and everything, come back, you know, just tell him this is what we want, authorize him to spend X amount of dollars, and let him go up there and get what he needs.
That's sewer and water truck?
No.
No.
Did you just go?
Okay. No, I couldn't go along with it because it wasn't right.
All right.
But taking the money that he sells it for, I mean, if whatever it brings.
I don't think it's safe.
It's not safe. I mean, you know, but Randy don't want to be stuck with it, not enough vehicles either.
If he gets some bind, I'll sell him a fine little.
Yeah.
Multicolored
we
blue.
Know you will.
Multicolored blue.
You need a motion to list that.
I need to talk to Randy first. I mean, you know, I need, you know.
We'll have that other truck sold by the next meeting. We'll know what he pays.
Okay.
I had a problem selling the brown truck. I mean, it's just a rough old truck.
No.
The brown truck and the Ford Ranger, take the money from those and purchase.
That'll work.
One from state surplus that will.
Don't we need to tell the person who's buying that brown truck that it is in bad shape?
We would.
If they can't see that.
You have to tell them.
That'll need to be driving.
Well, I mean, unless they drive it.
That's alright.
So anyways, are you good with that, Randy?
I'm good with that.
We'll get you a bike.
Right there for garbage.
A bike. With trailer hitch on the back.
Entertain a motion to surplus the brown truck.
So moved.
Second. Motion second. There any discussion? Knox, call the roll. Start with Ray and go left.
Aye.
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 Motion carried. So now you have Ford Ranger. And you have the brown truck surplus. He's going to fix the
starter
on the utility bed truck. But you get that one going. You are going to get the other two cleaned up and get them ready to sell. Nathan will put them on and get them settled within a month. Once those two sell, then we will authorize a certain amount of money. Y'all can look on the site to see what trucks are up there and then come back and ask for authorization.
Okay.
Okay?
That's correct.
Okay with you guys?
Okay. I'd like you to sell that old brown truck.
I figured you did.
What'd you say?
You budgeted to sell that old brown truck.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you did. What do you want?
What?
I don't know if it's the same. $15,400 between the truck and that old brown one. between the police car and the old ranch trucks. Can you get a motion to sell that on GovDeals?
Make a motion.
Second.
Any discussion? Not call the roll, start with Craig, go left.
Aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried.
So we're going to have three vehicles on GovDeals within the next month.
Squad car.
It's good to sell them all at one time, too, because if you get more,
see how they got this.
Somebody from a long distance to pick up, will bid on something to pick up two vehicles when they want probably more.
One. Two for the price.
Any other unfinished business? New business, item A. Authorized purchase of rear backhoe tires for $1,723. For $160 more, you can purchase the radials. What do you prefer, Randy?
So moved.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
That's a good question. I ain't never had any dealings with radials. I assume that there's like any other equipment. Tires, radials better than bicycle.
Do not know.
I don't know.
How
old are the radials on the backhoe anyway?
The only thing I can think of is they'll be a little tougher tire if you're running over sticks and stuff like that to keep them functional.
The front tires are new, but I don't know how the back was on.
What's going to be the third set we've had on it?
Well, that one set didn't last because they ran over that glass and everything, and it punctured a big hole in the whole side. You guys decided you needed both of them at the same time. That way they wasn't unlevel on the bank.
That was only last year.
I just wonder if the radio tires wears, like, radio tires.
I don't know.
Truck.
I think one is tougher than the other. I'm going to say the radio's going to be tougher than the non-radio.
Well, I run radios most. When I buy tires for my boat, I buy the radios because they take the heat more off the road, and they're a tougher tire, but
I don't have no idea.
I don't know about a backhoe.
I don't get in on them.
Why don't we authorize Randy the amount to purchase the radios and let him figure out which ones he wants on there.
Ask around which is the best. See if I can find out.
How long these tires?
These been on there almost 2 years.
It's been
almost 2 years.
The radials might be better if they're driving more on the road.
I wondered about that.
Well, that's kind of what I figured that's why they're worn out, because they've been on the road with it.
Yeah.
That's a lot of it.
I would say it's worth $160 to try it if you...
We've asked them to stay off the road. That obviously isn't going to happen, so we might as well go ahead and put a tire on there that'll last.
You have to drive it to the job site, so you're going to be on the road. That's the thing.
I think that's why we bought that trailer, really, but I mean...
This probably be the last set of tires we put on it.
Possibly.
Yeah.
If you guys decide to sell it,
hopefully right.
Trade it, you know.
Yeah.
They won't give you another trade in.
That's what he said 2 years ago.
Huh?
That's what he said 2 years ago.
I wouldn't get rid of it unless he...
I like the idea of what Mary said. Let Randy just check and see what he thinks. Let him go with it.
What's the total cost of that?
$1,883.
Entertain a motion?
Entertain a motion to spend up to $2,000, not over $2,000, for radio tires for the backhoe.
Four tires.
Second.
Is this $160 per tire or for both?
But it's total.
It would be total at $1,883.
It's cheap enough.
$4.
Spinners, there you go. We ain't buying no chrome wheels. Spinners.
Gonna
put a system in there. Can you scroll down?
I'm freezing.
Good, very good.
That's it. already got two new businesses. That's your problem.
Yeah.
Hang on. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Get back over here.
Is it cheaper to get them there and not to co-op in Trenton or anybody in the church?
Well,
is trivial. Okay.
Yeah. Now, when we buy for our police car, we go to Raspberry, because of the price difference. And they keep them in stock, and they don't.
Right.
So. Right. Say again?
It's government rate offers them to.
Right. Any more discussion? Not call the roast, our junk, all right?
Aye.
Nah.
Yeah.
Item B, PO 8710 to Hickman Electric for $3,689.03 to replace motor on high service pump at the water plant.
Emergency purchase.
Okay, motion.
Second.
Motion made and second. Is there any discussion?
What is this?
There are two high service pumps that used to fill the tanks, and this is one of the two.
Okay, so
and you guys talked about this at the committee meeting because it was out, and you got two efficient, to back up. And so, and Mr. Randy Hell was that pump that I replaced. Could have been original.
This one wasn't the original, but it's been there a long time. Yeah. You can tell this.
This is not a common thing. That has to be. It's been painted a couple of times, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah. and the funny thing, well, it's not funny, but when I first come here and everything, it had a bearing noise in it where it hadn't been greased. And so I started greasing it, and that's got, when I come here in 07 with the contract coming, so I got 11 years out of it.
Grease does it. Amazing thing.
We should get 20 years out of this one we could buy, right?
Huh?
In 11 more years, it'll authorize you to buy another.
Okay.
The one we could buy, we should get 20 years out of this one, right?
That's right.
Just keep it greasy, right?
Keep it greasy.
That's
right.
It.
I believe it is grease.
Yeah. We should have budgeted more money for the grease.
That's what I was about to say.
We're going to run through grease. We've got a pretty good grease budget, okay, folks? Just.
It's not that expensive.
It's not expensive. Some of the parts,
that's
is it?
That's right.
Any more discussion? Not got a roast up Richard and go left. Motion carries. Any other new business?
Something else for the water plant for a Ford truck. They're going to set the tires for it.
Is that the one we're selling?
No, sir.
Taylor's trying to be funny.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Let's keep going.
Was that the one for the meter reading truck? We got a set of tires for that one.
For the
Ford.
That was for Ace's truck. No, we didn't pay for them, did we?
Oh, that's probably Ace's truck.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, that's right. We had to put a set on it after the budget.
Fires were showing, wasn't it?
Yeah, and I mean, that adds up to.
Whose body did you?
What about 326?
That's dumping.
Ace does for a good job of keeping up with
garbage.
Yeah. Republic Services.
Yeah,
it's garbage.
1578. Who's that? What was that for?
It's the garbage. Garbage picker.
Pickerson Automotive.
And 852.
We still on 1578.
Wait a minute.
That's Napa.
Is that Napa now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've been bought out again?
Yes,
sir. Looks like some oil change parts. Some light bulbs. I said bubs. There's some parts for, it looks like an ICP sensor. Does anybody know what that is? ICP. It goes on a 550 service truck.
Oh, that's that, you know, that 550 with the accelerator wouldn't work?
Yeah, yeah.
That was a sensor.
Okay, well, you fixed that.
That's a UP.
Yeah. Okay. Next. 18 what, Mr. Richard? Which one did you
have? Go ahead. 852. He said 852.
852.
Those are chemicals for the water and wastewater plant.
I bet we get them every month.
You get them every meeting?
Every meeting. Every 2 weeks.
What's 620?
That's parts for a lift station. Those are the spare parts that Mr. Andy asked
that's
for.
That's right. I asked how far.
How much were they?
1,284.
Oh, yeah, 1,500.
Yeah.
I think he's got some more coming from somewhere
else. Yeah. His pocket full of money. Lord have mercy. I'll get him in trouble. It's your fault.
For the next week. You and me are going to be able to look up at him and him and him probably.
You ain't getting my M&M.
I think I have someone.
We can surplus them.
Any more discussion? Try to call the roll, starting back to go well.
I guess.
Entertain a motion adjourned?
So moved.
I guess.